once again, this is Dr. Phil Fernandez, the president of the Institute of Biblical Defense and the pastor of Trinity Bible Fellowship. I'm also the professor of apologetics and religion for Veritas International University, a school that was founded by Dr. Norman Geisler, and is now the president is now Joseph Holden. Check out those ministries online if you get a chance. And we're talking about worldviews. And so right now I want to talk about the worldview called finite theism. Finite theism. See, with the problem of evil, the question always came up was this. How could an all-powerful, all-good God allow evil and human suffering? Because if God's all good, he probably wouldn't want suffering to exist. If God is all-powerful, he could prevent it from existing. Since evil exists, therefore no all-good, all-powerful God exists. Well, what the finite theist says is, well, God's all good, but he's not all powerful, because he would have prevented evil from existing if he had the power to stop it. So you get guys like Rabbi Harold Kushner, who wrote When Bad Things Happen to Good People, and he argues that we need to forgive God because he makes mistakes, and we need to help God to fight evil because God might lose that battle, evil might win. And so he ends up coming up with this wimp God. Well, worship means that you recognize the ultimate worship, the ultimate worth of something. And so if God is finite, he is not worthy of our worship. If evil might win in the end, why even side with the good? And so if God is not the ultimately worthy, all-good, all-powerful being, then how do we know? Maybe evil's good and good's evil. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. So finite theism fails. Now, why would an all-good, all-powerful God allow evil and human suffering for purposes of a greater good? There are certain good things that would not come about if God did not allow evil. We all like heroes and we like courage, but there'd be no courage if there was nothing evil for us to be afraid of. We all like freedom, but there would be no free will without God allowing for the possibility of evil. So God created the possibility for evil, human and angelic free will. We actualized evil. Evil is more a perversion, a corruption, a destruction of that which is good. It's not a created entity in itself. It's a perversion of God's good creation. So we can explain why an all-good, all-powerful God would allow evil and human suffering without demoting God to the God of finite theism and turning him into a wimp God. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is a God who is worthy of our worship and worthy of our praise, and so therefore we trust in the infinite God. If it were not for the existence of the infinite God, there'd be no explanation how finite beings continue to exist. It's got to be grounded in infinite being, and so the only way a finite God could exist, there'd have to be an infinite God to ground its existence, but then the finite God wouldn't be God, and the infinite God, the God of theism, would be the God that exists. And so thanks, God bless. Please subscribe to the Phil Fernandez Show. Check out our website, instituteofbibledefense.com, philfernandez.com. Click on the sermon audio button, over 1,500 lectures and debates on sermon audio, and so you can keep up with what we're doing. We really try to keep it current. We have full-length seminary-level courses on philosophy, ethics, apologetics, apologetic methodologies, world religions, non-Christian cults. The list goes on and on. God bless you.